And as the sun moved behind the thousand-mile-wide drifts of orbiting ice, pale ghosts of itself marched and merged across the sky, and the heavens were filled with shifting flares and flashes. Then the sun sank below the rings, so that they framed it with their arches, and the celestial fireworks ceased. A little later the ship curved into the shadow of Saturn as it made its closest approach over the night side of the planet. Above shone the stars and the rings. Below lay a dimly visible sea of clouds. There were none of the mysterious patterns of luminosity that had glowed in the Jovian night. Perhaps Saturn was too cold for such displays.